Welcome to another Crime Cast by Revamp. Thank you so much for listening. Revamp, which stands for Remember Every Victim and Missing Person, is a 501c3 nonprofit. We're based out of Fort Smith, Arkansas. You can catch us on Facebook at Revamp Remember Every Victim and Missing Person or at www.remembereveryvictim.com. Revamp is currently involved in numerous missing person cases and old cold homicide cases. And you can read more about those on our website and our Facebook page. So let's get started with today's Crime Cast. Today's Crime Cast, we're going to start a multi-series on the subject of Brandi Dawn Hutchins. There was just way too much in this to do it in one podcast. So today, we're going to play an interview that was recently done with Brandi's father, the victim's father, Jerry Hutchins. He has waited over 3 decades for some answers on his daughter's murder. This happened in a little town called Coal Hill. It's between Fort Smith, Arkansas and Little Rock, Arkansas, just off of Interstate 40, and it sits south of the interstate. This little 14-year-old child was very happy that day. She was going to attend what she thought was a birthday party in her honor for her 14th birthday, but it turned out to be quite the opposite. A few days later, her father's notified that they have found her body. So we're going to start off with this Crime Cast today, listening to the interview that was done recently with the victim's father and with her cousin, Julie Millard, who has done a multimedia campaign to keep Brandi's name out there in the media. So let's go straight to listening to that interview. Mr. Hutchins has had some health issues and his voice is not real strong, so please bear with us. But what he has to say is very important.
Well, she wanted me to take her to her party, birthday party, that day. I took her up there and let her out. I didn't take her all the way to the house. I let her out at the bottom of the hill.
Could you see the house from where you let her out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know where the house was anyway, because I've been up there before and went up there and got her.
Okay, before. So she'd been there before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the old house, but up at Mark's house.
Okay. And Mark was her boyfriend at the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, she said she wanted to go to her birthday party.
And whose birthday party was it?
Huh?
Whose birthday party was it?
It was her birthday party.
Her birthday party.
Yeah.
So someone was throwing her a birthday party.
Well, she said she was going to her birthday party.
Okay.
But she didn't say who was going to be up there. She was happy and everything going up there, and I let her drive to the end of the bridge.
Okay.
See, we was on the interstate, and we had to turn off to go to the Fort Wayne Road, and she stopped at the end of the bridge, and then I drove the rest away.
Okay.
And I let her off at the, I drove up that hill. Just a little way, and then I let her out.
Okay.
She got out and started walking, and I turned around and went back out home.
Did she have anything with her?
I don't know if she did or not. It's been so long ago. But she always took clothes up her wear, and she'd label them up her. Mark's her belly. Billy Jordan.
Billy Jordan?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. And there's some people live down bottom the hill across the road from the old house.
Uh-huh.
And they got up. They found out that Brandi got killed. They got up in the middle of the night and moved that Saturday night.
So now, Mark and this other character, they were friends?
Yeah.
And they lived really close to this abandoned house?
Yeah, on up the road.
Okay.
So you get off interstate on the road that goes south towards Coahuil.
Yeah. And then turn on a whippoorwill road.
Whippoorwill? Okay.
On the right there.
Okay. So you'd be going back to the west.
Well, yeah.
Okay. So you let her out, and you leave her there, and you turn around and return home.
Yeah.
Now, what's the next thing that you knew?
Next thing I know, Jerry Dorney come and told me on Saturday that they found her dead, but in a book cellar. But they didn't tell me till 5 o'clock that evening. They found her at 1.
Okay, so what night, what day was it that you dropped her off at the house?
On Thursday. Yep. Well, we left at 4:30.
Okay.
I don't know how long it takes to get up there to where I dropped it off. Didn't take very long. We went up the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long it took. I was back home before this getting dark.
Okay. So then you didn't hear anything until Saturday?
I didn't hear nothing until Saturday.
Okay. You didn't hear from anybody? Any of her friends called?
No. Well, Wendy McKicker and Billy Jordan come to the house that night. Wanted to know where Brandy was.
On Saturday night?
No,
Thursday night. Okay, so they show up at your house. They're supposed to be there at the party, but they come to your house and ask where she's at.
They come to my house.
And do you know what time that was?
It was 7 o'clock.
Okay. Do you remember what they said to you when they came to the house?
They just asked me where Brandy was at, and I told them I talked to her. Coahuil.
Mm-hmm. And do they seem surprised?
No.
No?
When they found Brandy, she had blonde hair in her hand.
Really?
Yeah.
So she had somebody else's hair in her hand?
Yeah.
So we need to find out if they've tested that hair and if they still have that hair. Because at that time, DNA was not a big thing, so maybe it is now.
They took some of her hair, took some Billy Jordan, and not Billy Jordan. They didn't even talk to him. Mark Hammer, they took some of his and some of his mother's hair.
And his mother's hair, too. Did you know his mother?
Not that good.
But you'd met her?
I met her one time.
And do you remember when that was?
I took Brandy to the fair when the fair opened, I took her up to the fair, and that's where she met Billy. Mark.
Mark. She met him at the fair?
Yeah. Her and a bunch of more kids was with Mark. I don't know who they were or nothing.
Okay. So did she talk a lot about Mark?
No, she didn't talk too much about Mark.
Who do you think her best friend was at the time? Who would have known her the best?
Her and Wendy were good friends because she stayed that weekend with Wendy before she got killed.
Now, Wendy wasn't invited to this party, as far as you know?
I don't know. Wendy didn't tell me who was invited to the party or nothing.
Okay, so Saturday, they let you know, and then... Did any of these kids reach out to you?
No.
None of them?
No, none of them.
Did Wendy reach out to you?
No.
Mark didn't reach out to you?
No.
Billy didn't reach out to you? None of them.
None of them.
Did you see any of them after that?
No, didn't see none of them.
Haven't ever seen cross their paths again?
Well, the only time I seen Mark when we went down to got a test.
So y'all took it at the same time?
Yeah, we had to go all the way to Conway.
Conway, okay.
Yeah, I had to go all the way down there.
So they have scheduled you for a lie detector test at the same time that they scheduled Mark for one? And they had y'all in the same
Mark
building?
Mark and his mother, too.
Wow.
And they failed. They said, I passed.
So what do you think they could have done differently?
Well, I wanted to get the FBI on it. Eddie King said, no, I'm going to take care of it myself.
Now, Eddie King was the sheriff?
Yeah. There's about three or four murders down where Eddie King's and for sure.
Do you think any of them were connected?
I don't know if they were or not.
That was a problem, especially back in the 80s and the 90s. Sheriffs wanted to do things on their own rather than ask for help. Tell me a little bit about Brandy. Give me a little idea of, if I'd never met Brandy, paint me a picture of Brandy.
Well, when she wanted to do something, she just got up and done it on her own.
A pretty rebellious teenager.
Yeah. And when her mother would come down and see her, they'd always get into a fight.
Her mother?
Yeah.
Did she have contact with her mother? Did she have much contact with her mother?
Not too much.
Now, her mother kind of abandoned her, didn't she?
Yeah. They moved up in Iowa. Wendy's mother and dad married.
Marries her mother?
Yeah, moved to Iowa. Got up there and she went to work in
But she went to work, so y'all moved to Iowa, and she went to work.
Yeah, I left me and Brandy by ourselves. Brandy. And then she got with these two teenage boys. She told me to move out, so I did.
And you took Brandy?
I come back to Arkansas, and she made Brandy go with me, come back down here. They put Brandy in a home for 85 to 88.
Where was the home located?
Well, she was in four or five different homes.
Well, she had to be a really troubled teenager.
She
didn't have a typical mom-dad environment, and they had to be really hard on her. And to be at the age she was, that's a really tough age anyway.
Yeah, when we was up on Iowa, her mother, older, letter said she's going to go take care of this old lady.
Mm-hmm.
But she ran off with a boyfriend.
And didn't come back?
Didn't come back.
How old was Brandy when you moved back?
She was 11 years old. 11?
So you only lived here about 3 years then before she was murdered.
Yeah.
Did you live in the Coalhill area or outside of the Coalhill area?
We lived down here, Clarksville.
Oh, Clarksville?
Yeah.
Okay. So you drove from Clarksville to Coalhill to take her to this party. Now, was Brandy in school?
No, they kicked her out of school.
She was a difficult child. I get that.
They said she got to at the end of school. She said, they told her that she got into a food fight at school, and that's the reason they kicked her out.
Yeah, well, I can see any 14-year-old doing that.
And when she was in school, when the teacher read the room, she'd get up and teach the kids. And when the teacher come back, she'd make her sit in the corner.
Well, they didn't deal with children the same then as they do now. And that's not Brandy's fault.
No, I took her down here to my school, but we lived in Clarksville. I couldn't transfer her.
That's when she lived with me for a little while.
Yeah, she lived with her for a little while. They put her in a home down in Morden. I'd go down there and pick her up every week and keep her at the house. And I'd take her back on Sunday.
Did she give you any trouble about going back?
No.
No?
No. She was up at Barling in her home.
In Barling?
Yeah, it's Fort Smith, but we lived there. And they locked the doors.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only one supposed to see her, mm-hmm. but Wayne Hale and Maddie went up there, and they let them in.
Who are they?
Friends of the family.
Just friends of the family?
Yeah. And when Brandy get in trouble up there, and they make her sleep on the floor. Take the mattress off the bed and make her sleep on the floor.
She had a difficult childhood. Let's just say she had a difficult time for any child. And she was a child.
Yes.
So after all this happens and they identify her, what else have you seen over the years that you wish that you could go back and change or could be done differently?
I don't know. If I hadn't took her up there, she went on her own.
Should have went on her own. That's not your fault.
She went up there before, you know, lots of times.
So I hope that you don't feel guilty about that, because from what I've heard, she would have gone.
Yeah. She went
and you wouldn't have known where she was at or where she went. And you got to spend that last time with her. So I hope you don't have regrets about that. It's not your fault what someone else did. You do understand that, right?
Yeah.
I know it's hard on a parent. It's very hard on a parent, but it is not your fault.
When we was up by an hour, when her mother left, this other woman lived next door to her, Brandy and her got into a fight, and Brandy put her in the hospital. Brandy's 11 years old. That lady weighed about 170 pounds. They got into it. That one lady got Brandy down and put a chair over her like that and tried to kill her. And I got her out of there, and she hid and crawled it, and that lady went in there and opened and crawled it. Brandy hit her right in the nose. Busted and broke her nose.
I know she was a difficult child. I get that from everybody we've talked to. She was a difficult child. But I've raised 14-year-olds. I know how difficult a 14-year-old can be. And she's still a child.
Yeah, it is.
And we lived up on Brown Street in Portland. We lived across the street there. Called Brandy a bitch and Brandy downed her. Started beating her up and everything. At night. A bunch of people around were trying to get Brandy off of her, and they couldn't. I went over and told, I said, Brandy, get off of her, and she got off of her.
So you bring up a point that Brandy was very physical. What did she weigh?
She weighed 205 pounds.
Okay, and how tall was she?
She's about taller.
The autopsy report said, I think
it's about 5'6". Over 200 pounds. So it wouldn't have been easy to overtake Brandy. Now, what about this boyfriend? Was he as big as she was or bigger? Was he a big guy?
He was taller and bigger. He wasn't real big, you know. He just, I guess, weighed about 170 pounds or something.
Okay. So you haven't had any contact with them?
No.
You understand that there was hair in her hand.
Yeah,
that may not have belonged to her, probably didn't.
That's what the cop told me.
Now, they did absolutely decide that she was shot with a pistol.
Yeah, she was shot, yes.
In the forehead.
Because I had pictures of her at the funeral. They had to open up the casket.
Uh-huh.
I had pictures took of her. I had a sealed casket, and it took him about 2 hours to open the casket before they can take the pictures.
Is there something else you wanted to add?
When Martin them moved to Iowa, I mean Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
he was going to this old girl, 21 years old. She wound up shot in the head.
Really? Do you remember her name?
I don't know her.
Do you remember how long ago after that? Was it here in this county or was
no,
it in Kentucky?
Down in Kentucky.
In Kentucky?
Yeah.
That should be easy enough to find out. And she was shot?
Yeah, shot by plain eyes.
And she was 21?
Daughter said she wanted to tell him about that.
Did she move from here to Kentucky with him or did he meet her in Kentucky?
Well,
the girl that was shot?
She lived in Kentucky.
In Kentucky. And it was shortly after he moved there?
Yeah, it was about a year or two after they moved out.
Okay. That shouldn't be too hard to figure out. Let's explore that as well. So is there anything else you want to add and let the people know about Brandy?
I just want to find out who did it. It's been so long.
I'd like to add that even though it seems like she was all bad, she was not all bad.
She was a 14-year-old child.
Yeah, I mean, she was so sensitive. I mean, she loved babies.
Now, Julie, you were her cousin,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yes.
And she stayed with you some.
Yeah.
And you are the one that has really led the challenge of getting her back into the media.
This, right, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you started a Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
And there's information on that Facebook page. And how would they find that Facebook page?
It's Justice for Brandy Hutchins.
Justice for Brandy Hutchins. So they can go there, they can like the page, and then they'll get updates and
right,
follow it.
Yeah.
And that's how I actually made contact with you was
right,
through that page.
Exactly.
And I love to see family members keep the name alive, keep the name
right.
going, because that's the only way you're going to come out with a new tip,
yeah.
or not the only way, but the most likely
yeah. right.
way that you're going to get a new tip. And so they need to check out Justice for Brandy Hutchins on Facebook. If they can't or don't reach out to them, they can reach out to info@rememberEveryVictim.com. They can also catch Revamp on Facebook at Remember Every Victim, and we'll have a link on there to Justice for Brandy Hutchins. And we'll continue this on, and we'll come back with an update and let everybody know where we're at on this case. We'll try to find out about the hair and see if we can get some new attention on this case and get them to move forward. Maybe there is something in evidence that could be retested.
So that's a portion of the interview that was done. And as I said, we're going to have to do this in several crime casts because it is so lengthy and there's so much to it. So we're on the next podcast, we're going to talk more with Julie Millard, who is Brandy's cousin, and about some of the information that has come out since the murder in 1988 in Johnson County, Arkansas, in the little community, or right outside the little community of Coal Hill. Until then, if you knew anything about Brandy Hutchins, if you knew her, you remember the events at that time, you went to school with her, you were friends with her, reach out to us. We always welcome any new information. On the next podcast, we're going to talk some with her cousin, Julie, and we're also going to reach out and try to make contact with the ex-sheriff, who was the sheriff in 1988 at the time of Brandy's murder, Eddie King, and hopefully he will join us. We're also going to talk to one of the investigators that worked the case on Brandy Hutchins. So until then, check us out on Facebook at Revamp Remember Every Victim or on our website at www.rememberEveryVictim.com. Brandy Hutchins, we will not forget.